Maybe Shabbos? Maybe too late. I think Shalom. Sort of cook the Shalom just before Shabbos, you know, it cooks through the night. You couldn't do that for the second reason. I mean, guests will come on Friday, I'll give them what? Beans? For the first week of the week, it would be okay. That's a dispute. So the Mishnah Berurah has a compromise. It says, if it's Yom Tov ben HaTorah, it should be strict. If it's Yom Tov the Rabbanan, it can be lenient. Most instances of Erev Tavshilin are, for the first week of the week, it would be okay. That's a dispute. So the Mishnah Berurah has a compromise. It says, if it's Yom Tov ben HaTorah, it should be strict. If it's Yom Tov the Rabbanan, it can be lenient. Most instances of Erev Tavshilin are rabbinic Yom Tov. Let's figure out. There are 13 days of Yom Tov. How many can pull out on Friday? Come on, you know 13 days of Yom Tov? Anybody know? Come on. Not so hard. I'm talking about the Golas 13 days. How many are there in Israel? By Torah law. How many days of Yom Tov are there by Torah law? Seven. What are the seven? Rosh Hashanah is one day. Yom Kippur, I'll put that at the end. Yom Kippur. Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres. Pesach. One. Pesach what? Seven. And what? Shavuos. Yom Kippur. Why did I put in this order for interesting reasons? Our amazing shot by the Vilna Gaon. Not to let anybody, I can't resist telling you. It says in the Torah, we read it on Sukkot twice, the first 2 days. It says that Eilim Wadeh Hashem Mikra HaKodesh. These are the holidays. Then it says Sheish Yisyom V'yosav Olava. 6 days long to be done. U'vayom HaShi Shabbos Shabbos. On the seventh day is Shabbos. So Rashi says, yeah, what's Shabbos doing about Moed? Well, a person keeps Moed and kept Shabbos and vice versa, etc. Very nice. Time to build a goal is enough. It's a brilliant job. To build a goal is enough. Sheishis Yom Teyosa Malacha. What kind of Malacha? Not all Malacha. Some Malacha. Right? Malacha which is not all Malacha. What are these 6 days? Come on, no? Isn't that amazing? These 6 days, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Shemir, Teres, Pesach 1, Pesach 7, Shavuos, so some halach can be done. Yom HaShvi, what's that? Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you can't do pain in Shabbos. Couldn't resist telling you all the brilliance of the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon, it's an introduction to the laws of Yom, because not doing real Shabbos. Why? Okay, I got off. What was I talking about this time? Oh yeah, 13, that's like I saw. So I got 13. So what do you say? This is a total law. You have a total of what? Right? 7, right? 6, 1 to 7. That's my total law. We're not total. So we have the Rabbanan. Rosh Hashanah you have 2. Sukkot you have 2. Yetzeres you have 2. So let's start. Pesach you have 2. Pesach Shvi you have 2. Shavuos you have 2. Yom Kippur, but it should also have been 2. Why not 2 days Yom Kippur? We discussed this before. Why? Die fasting. So what do you have? 76, you have a total of 12 plus 1, a total of what? 13. How many did come out on a Friday? Let's figure it out. What came out on a Friday? Which came out on a Friday? So Rosh Hashanah, what happened? 1 and 2. 1 each case. What day is going to be on Friday? No, Kippur cannot be on Friday, for sure. So which day is going to be on Friday of these holidays? Figure it out. Rosh Hashanah, can Rosh Hashanah start come out on Friday?
No.
You know the rules? Lo Adu Rosh, right?
No.
So what can come on Friday? Second day Rosh Hashanah can be Friday. Right? Erev Shabbos. What can be an Erev Shabbos? the second day of Rosh Hashanah, could be the second day of Sukkot, the second day of Shemini Atzeret. This could all be on Friday. None of these could be Friday, right? Now, let's go on. Could Pesach be on Friday? Yeah.
Second
day. Thursday. Alright, Pesach. So, all these holidays, the first day cannot possibly be Friday. Only the second day, which is Derabbanan. You with me? Only the last two, but it's the other way around. Shvisha Pesach can be Friday, not Afro. And Shavuos, again, the first day can be Friday and not the second day. So two-thirds of the, I mean, assuming everything is the two-thirds of the cases of an Aver Tashilin are the Rabbanan. One-third are Min HaTorah. Right, well, the first day is the Torah, the second is the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah is a Pesharah. If it's a Torah day, let's say Shvisha Pesach, or first day Shavuos is Friday, then don't cook so late in the day based on Erev Tashilin. If the other cases, you met. That's compromise. Now don't take a chance of it, it's a Torah prohibition. That's the Shavuos compromise. What is Erev Tashilin? Every Jewish household should take a matzah or challah and a cooked item. Your filter fish, hard-boiled egg, I don't know what else people use. What do you use here for sure? Huh? One of those? Yeah. And one member of the family makes a bracha on Mrs. Eruv, and he picks up the stuff, and he makes a statement that with this, he's able to cook, bake, and do everything else he needs in the kitchen from Friday to Shabbos. When you make Erev Shulim, Erev Yontif, which is either in the first four cases, when's Erev Yontif? Wednesday. And the last two cases it is Thursday, right? By definition. It's either Wednesday or Thursday, Erev Yontif is when you make the Erev. This Erev must be around until the end of Yontif. Until Shabbos. You got lost, you have to stop cooking right away. If you got to make an Eruv, watch out. Some poskim say you can rely on the rabbi's Eruv. But only once. Once you blew it, you blew it. Well, they don't want you to rely on more than once. I mean, forever, for 70 years, that's the question I thought. What is the statute of limitations? Okay, so you have to make an Erev Tashil, that's all simple. Then they will do to prepare for Friday for Shabbos. Not Thursday, mind you. Only Friday. By the way, you're not permitted to do malacha on yontif for the purpose of an animal. It could be relevant to an animal. You want to cook something for an animal? I don't know. Chicken, dog, chow? I don't know. You can't do it.
If you have an animal, like...
You can't.
So you can make it yourself, but there's leftovers, so you're doing like...
Maybe okay. Is that...
Yes. The first day is...
The first
day is Erev Shabbos, morning, evening, and...
The next day is Shabbos.
Okay. But you want to cook on Friday?